This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Are water cartels allowed by the city to fleece the poor in Nairobi slums? Visiting with Acorn organizers and members in Korogocho, we kept hearing stories about water cartels, as they were termed, fleecing the poor with higher water charges. The story was confusing. Were these private operators that were allowed to use a vital public service in order to exploit slum dwellers? Or was this story apocryphal and we were missing key understanding? Talking to observers outside of Korogocho, we also heard the water delivery system called a cartel. A simple Google query indicated that the Nairobi Water and Sewer Company was a publicly owned division of the City Council of Nairobi. What was going on? The story turns out to be complicated, though the abuses are simple, straightforward, and real. Wikipedia described in some detail the situation in the more well-known Kibera slum. In Kibera and other slums of Nairobi, water is supplied through water kiosks. 98% of kiosks are privately owned, and the owners finance the construction of the kiosks and the pipes for the water mains. Only 2% were operated by community-based organizations or NGOs. Water is supplied by the Nairobi utility, but is often not paid for by the kiosk owners. Although two-thirds of the kiosks have water reservoirs, their capacity is insufficient, and often water is not available due to supply interruptions. A higher percentage of kiosk users report scarcity than households with main connections, suggesting that in times of scarcity, kiosks are less likely to receive water than domestic connections. According to residents, water is highly contaminated, smells, has a weird color, and has particles inside. Because old, rusty pipes often break and water is polluted by the open drainage lines and sewer lines which run parallel to the water network. In 2003, when the new water law was passed, the government threatened to shut down kiosks that were not properly registered, saying that they overcharged the poor and did not pay their bills to the city. As a result, in 2004, kiosk owners formed an association called Majibora Kibera, MBK, the Swahili translation of Better Water Services for Kibera. They engaged in a dialogue with the government, paid their arrears, committed not to pay bribes, and were trained on courtesy and customer relations. One of the reasons for high water prices charged by kiosks was, and perhaps still is, that kiosk owners have to pay bribes to officials both to allow the initial construction and to operate the kiosks. To register a water connection, a utility requires the applicant's plot number, address details, a landlord's certification as a proof of residence, and a certificate of employment. The kiosk office operators often do not have these documents and thus pay bribes. Another reason for high prices is that unregistered kiosk owners are not charged at the preferential bulk sale rate, but rather at the increasing block rate for residential customers. A 1997 study showed that there is a substantial competition between nearby water kiosks. Profits of kiosk owners were low, and high prices were caused primarily by high costs. The membership in Majibora Kibera dropped from the initial 1,500 kiosk owners to only 195 who paid their membership dues in early 2005. 6 years later, the problems had apparently not been resolved. According to statements made to in community meetings in the slums of Kibera and Mathari in September, in September 2011, so-called cartels still try to monopolize water supply, resorting even to violence to keep prices high. Allegedly, local politicians back these cartels. The cartels create artificial water shortages and, through vandalism and threats, hike up prices. Wow. No wonder our members are upset. We seem to be pulling at the tail of a dinosaur of an issue. The one thing that is clear is that none of this is the way it should be. Water is necessary for life, and a public authority has to see its responsibility clearly to protect the citizens, especially the poor, from private exploitation of a public good. Stay tuned. This is big. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.